KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I ran into a friend of mine the other day. He is a novelist. "Hey," I said, "I read your new novel." He looked at me sharply. "You read it? Does that mean you bought it?" You see, authors, generally speaking, don't care if you read their books or not. What they care about mostly is that you buy the book. Movie people, unfortunately, insist that you watch their pictures all the way through, which is becoming an increasingly difficult thing to do. This year's critical and audience favorites, Spotlight and The Revenant, both clock in at longer than 2 hours. My personal feeling is that no one should be asked to watch Leonardo DiCaprio or any actor marching around in the snow for more than, say, 90 minutes, which means that had I watched The Revenant in the theater, I'd have been itchy and fidgety for over an hour, from, say, minute 91 to the closing credits at roughly minute 156. Now, starting in November, Hollywood insiders start receiving DVD copies of the year's most award-worthy films. Since I'm a member of three entertainment industry trade unions, the Writers Guild, the Directors Guild, and, surprise, the Screen Actors Guild, didn't expect that, did you? I keep forgetting myself. My mail delivery for the quarter has often included a copy of some recent release. The local term for these DVDs is screeners, as in, "Can I borrow your screener of The Revenant? I'll lend you my screener for The Big Short." You're not actually supposed to lend or borrow any screeners at all. Piracy, always a major concern in Hollywood, is an even bigger concern with screeners because many of the pictures are still in wide release, and producers are hopeful that any awards that come their way, especially the Oscars, will mean a noticeable uptick in box office revenue. People are always interested in whatever movie wins a big award. The day after this year's Oscars, walking back to my seat on a transcontinental flight, the seatback screens of a huge number of passengers were playing the big winner, Spotlight. I'm not sure that's putting any money in the pockets of Spotlight's producers, but it does tell you something about the power of the Best Picture statue. Years ago, the rumor goes, a very prominent member of the Motion Picture Academy lent her screeners to her housekeeper, who sent them all back to her family in Southeast Asia, who copied them assiduously and uploaded them to a file-sharing service. Well, you can get into some big trouble. Each DVD is watermarked in some way, or so the MPAA promises, and pirates are traced back to their source, even if that source is a clueless 1950s-era movie star with an enterprising housekeeper. Everyone plays the screener game, which is why I received a copy of this summer's blockbuster action picture, Fast and Furious 7, which was a very fun and basically terrific movie, and I hope I'm not offending any of its fans, but unlikely to win any fancy movie awards. Still, on the theory that you never know, the producers of Fast and Furious 7 made certain that their movie was in a DVD stack along with The Revenant and Spotlight. So keeping up with all those screeners is a tall order, and I have to confess that in a few instances, I'm thinking of some of the longer movies this year, I may have cheated just a bit and fast-forwarded through some of the slower parts. I make my peace with this by reminding myself that in the first place, I'm not a member of the Motion Picture Academy, so it's not like I'm going to be voting on anything important like the Oscars. And in the second place, in the few instances where I even remember to vote, I tend to vote for my friends or my friends' friends or people who seem nice anyway. And I am not alone in this, by the way. On the other hand, it may explain why often the most award-winning movies are the longest and the dullest. See, voters don't watch the dull parts. They just zip through them from the comfort of their sofas, which is something no moviegoer has the ability to do. And that's it for this week. Next week, we take Waze for KCRW. This is Rob Long.